Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. A recent Opinion Research Corporation CNN poll found that 84% of Americans think Congress has not done enough to create jobs. It would have been 100% if everyone polled really understood the question. In fact, a prestigious Gallup poll showed Congress approval ratings tied for their lowest when this poll began 34 years ago. Only the Geico caveman TV pilot was lower. That doesn't mean people dislike cavemen more than they do Congress. It means cavemen don't have enough lobbying money. In many people's minds, the only thing Congress has created are cushy jobs for themselves with lifetime perks that rival that of an oil shake. Statistically, 1,023 adults are needed to make the poll accurate. The most startling part of that statistic was that the polling was done by telephone, and 1,023 adults actually answered. 42% of that number represents American adults who either wanted to talk on the phone as a way of taking a break from their work, or who thought it was an acquaintance calling to chat. The rest of the 58% were driving and needed a diversion to take their mind off what they were doing. Of that 58%, half of them drove better while on the phone. A congressional inquiry was launched to see why. In 2 years and after much deliberation, they'll come to no conclusion. The 14% of those surveyed who thought Congress was doing a good job were believed to be government employees in make-work positions, all of whom were related to a congressperson. If you've been keeping track, that's only 98%. The remaining 2% said, "What's a Congress?" The poll, which marks the one-year anniversary of the mega-huge American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, has many Americans asking who it recovered, what did they reinvest in, and was it really just an act? Its estimated cost of $862 billion does not count a tremendous uptick in the amount Congress can utilize in the venerable franking privilege. This perk allows them to send a periodic list of their accomplishments to their districts postage-free, which the 84% use to line garbage cans and as insulation in between the walls of their homes because they can't afford the rising cost of heating oil. The rest just throw it away. Two Eskimos from Point Barrow, Alaska, scan it to see if there are any pictures of a warm climate before throwing it in the fireplace. The sampling error of plus or minus 3 percentage points is no help to the elected officials because even if you add the 3%, 8 in 10 Americans would still like it to continue snowing in D.C. because more seems to be getting done in the nation's capital with Congress not able to get to the job. When Mayor Don Sleznick of Coral Gables, president of the Florida League of Mayors, jumped with the U.S. Army's Golden Knights parachute team to show support for the military, he challenged other mayors to do the same. Let's take it one step further and extend that challenge to members of Congress. They should be willing to take a chance to boost their poll numbers, and this would be a good way. They're accountable to us, the tax-paying voters and citizens. We could be strapped to an Army Golden Knights parachutist. We hold the member of Congress. Just think of the possibilities. They answer a question wrong and whoops. You don't like the way they voted on a bill and whoops. What's that? You don't want to end the gridlock in Washington? Whoops. You choose a member of Congress. Any member will do. We've trusted them. Now they've got to trust us. Whoops. And that's your Radio Buzz.